KSL at Night was recorded and produced this afternoon. KSL at Night. Some of Utah's top political specialists join a roundtable on the day's biggest stories. KSL is at 102.7 FM and on every smart speaker when you say play KSL News Radio.
Good evening and welcome to KSL at Night. Tonight you've got me alone, Leah Murray. I am KSL's resident political science professor, chatting about all the interesting things that are happening. If you've missed out on any of our shows, or if you're coming in like in the middle of this conversation we're about to have and you want to go hear the beginning of it, please remember you can always go back and listen to our segments on KSLpodcast.com after the show's been aired, or you could honestly find it on any app that you download your podcast so you can check back in and make sure you've got all the information you need to go ahead with your day. So we are now joined by Carter Williams, KSL reporter. Welcome to the show, Carter.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Carter, I feel like there's been some drama downtown, or like something's happening in Salt Lake City where some old building was being torn down. Can you tell us what's happening?
Yeah, so what's happening is that there's this old historic, used to be an LDS church that has been vacant for some time, and there really isn't really clear what was expected to happen with that building. There's some rumblings that there was supposed to be a new development, sort of rehashing this building into a new use. So it wasn't necessarily meant to be torn down by any means, but at the same time, there were plans to renovate it. And at some point, somebody started working to tear it down this past weekend, and the city rushed in and stopped it.
So, Carter, real quick, before you get there, I called it an old building. You called it a historic building. What makes it historic?
Well, its history is certainly something that is notable in Salt Lake City and in Utah. It was started as a meeting house, as the name of the building starts out, you know, it indicates it is. You know, it was a church that held this ward, this fifth ward that used to was one of the first wards in Utah. In 1910, this was created to kind of address the growth of this ward. But then it fell apart in the sense that this is an area that had become more industrial instead of residential. So there wasn't really that need. And so it starts with being that part of this old ward that has existed in Utah since almost the founding of the state as a pioneer settlement. So there's that aspect to it. But it's also had all these other uses since it was sold by the LDS Church in the 1970s. So it just has this different reach of uses that have been, you know, monumental to the city. And so what happened is that it was added to the National Register of Historic Places, and that allows it to have some sort of notoriety on a national scale. But it was also made a local landmark by Salt Lake City, which gives it protections where it can't be torn down without going through this huge public process, which it never went through.
All right. So that right there is the hubbub, right, Carter? Thank you. So the answer is it's got, my gosh, it's on a list somewhere of buildings that should be protected. So what does the city do? So just the way you talked about it, someone comes in on the weekend to start to tear it down. Like, tell us where the hubbub is. Like, what is the problem?
Yeah, so what ended up happening is that some demolition crew, and we haven't really heard much about what this crew was, who it was, why they started, and everything that's behind it. But we do know that they started it, and somebody from the city just happened to be driving by and noticed it, and they knew that that area hadn't been slated for any sort of development. So they had reached out to other people who are more focused in that role of city planning and historic buildings, and Salt Lake City has so many historic buildings. They looked up there, they confirmed that it didn't have any sort of production, so they raced out and they stopped everything.
All right, and didn't you interview someone in the city? You've got some sound for that.
Yes, Nick Norris, the planning director for Salt Lake City.
I think just the fact that somebody who's a known developer in the city had crews that they hired out demolishing a building on a weekend without permits, to us is enough that, you know, it certainly destroys whatever trust the city has.
That I find Right? Like, it's on the historic register. It's a landmark in the city. And somebody comes out on the weekend, starts demolishing it. And the only reason it stopped is because someone, right, like, just happens to be driving by. Seems crazy to me. Can you talk to us about, like, what are the next steps? Like, how, like you said, we don't know who was behind it. Does that make sense? We're not sure what company was demolishing it. Like, what happens next?
Yeah, that's what's still being sorted out right now. I think this investigation is going to center around how this even happened in the first place, because the name that was sent out on the notice, that is a developer that's been around for over a decade. They've had dozens of buildings in Salt Lake City. We don't know if they're the ones who called on it. We don't know if it was a miscommunication. That's some of the stuff that will be sorted out as a part of this investigation. So we're talking about fines and the potential that those responsible for it will be forced to rebuild what they destroyed. So there are a lot of things in that regard. Meanwhile, the Salt Lake City Council, they were already supposed to talk about this idea because there's been incidences already involving historic buildings that didn't have the same sort of protections. That led to some conversations about new rules and regulations to prevent stuff like this from happening. That was going through this process before this incident, but it's now being sped up. The council is supposed to talk about it today. They're going to talk about it in the next couple of weeks and potentially pass it as early as next month. That would allow, I think, more protections for these historic buildings.
Right. No, that's interesting. So Salt Lake City's already kind of aware that there are historic sites, right, in place, and that maybe, I don't know, I have the imagining that someone doesn't have the list or something, right? Like, there's a list somewhere, and maybe two ends of the city are not talking to each other, right? And so you've got just kind of miscommunication, maybe. I don't think anything malicious is happening, just kind of losing track of some of our sites.
What makes this more interesting, I think, in regards to all the other historic ones, there have been buildings that have been torn down that were on the National Register. But again, they don't have those same protections. This is the first instance that the city officials can say that they can think of where we're talking about a city landmark, something that has these protections that the city wants to have preserved. And it was demolished without any of these conversations.
Right. So they're hoping to pass tonight some kind of strength in enforcement, right?
So what would be passed today is just setting up the framework for that to be passed. So they would be setting up a public hearing for that to be discussed on a public scale. And then they would vote next month to potentially enact this new rule.
All right. So what happens, Carter, in the meantime? Does that make sense? So I guess my question is, and maybe you don't know, so maybe we're just speculating, but what is the building sitting, like, has it been torn down is what I guess I'm trying to ask, or is it sitting there, halted demolition, and we're waiting to see, right? Does that make sense? Is it kind of like being protected in the meantime?
I think that's what they're working on right now. They want to make sure they have fencing. There's been some unconfirmed, but likely confirmed cases of people taking items from the site already. So that's not ideal
in
any situation. So I think the city, especially yesterday, they were working to get fencing up there to kind of secure that site, to make sure that you don't have that sort of looting that happens. That's very potentially a concern there. I think that's what they're starting with. And then all that stuff will be figured out in the coming weeks.
All right. Carter Williams, thank you so much for joining us this evening, KSL reporter, and we'll have you back when you find out more of what's going on.
That sounds great.
Okay, listeners, when we get back after the break, we'll go a little dark because Chad Daybell is on trial. We will be joined by Greg Skordis, who is our KSL legal analyst and who's been tracking the Daybell trials for the last, oh my gosh, a long time. We've been talking about this, and we'll get into it after the break.